AI narrated audio, generated from ShareMaestro Market Research, full article. Southwest's 3.6% pullback tests an airline rebound that still has full industry activity support. Southwest Airlines slipped to $48.43, but its 4-week and 12-week gains remain positive, while U.S. Airlines' activity pressure is broad. The weak point is confirmation, with latest volume running at only 0.8 times the 13-week average. Research brief. Southwest Airlines finished the week ended 10 July, down 3.6% at $48.43, pausing a recovery that is still up 6.5% over 4 weeks and 13.9% over 12 weeks. The ShareMaestro read is balanced rather than cleanly bullish. The trend signal is active, and price is 11.3% above the weekly trend line. But participation is light, and the stock remains 11.4% below its 52-week high. Key points. 1. LUV closed at $48.43, down 3.6% for the week, but still up 6.5% over 4 weeks, 13.9% over 12 weeks, and 32.9% over 52 weeks. 2. The weekly trend signal is active with a 2-week active streak, and the stock sits 11.3% above its $43.50 trend line. 3. Volume was 26.2 million shares, equal to 0.8 times the 13-week average of 32.6 million, and 0.6 times the 52-week average of 43.6 million, leaving confirmation incomplete. 4. U.S. airlines were weaker on the week, down 4.9% on average, but industry activity pressure was positive across 100% of the group. 5. Valuation distance is a risk marker. LUV trades 51.4% above ShareMaestro fair value of $32.00, and remains 11.4% below its $54.63 52-week high. Weekly price action pauses, but the recovery is not broken. Southwest Airlines' latest week was a setback, with the stock falling 3.6% to $48.43. That still leaves the low-cost carrier in the upper part of its one-year range, at 76.3%, between its $28.44 low and $54.63 high. And the broader momentum stack remains positive across 4, 12, 26, and 52 weeks. The ShareMaestro setup is a balanced read, reflected in a composite score of 59. Price remains above the $43.50 weekly trend line by 11.3%, and the active trend signal has been present for 40 of the past 52 weeks. The caveat is that the current active streak is only 2 weeks, so the recovery still needs more evidence before it can be treated as fully established. Airline context is better than the weekly decline suggests. The industry backdrop helps explain why the pullback looks more like a test than a breakdown. U.S. airlines fell 4.9% on average for the week, meaning Southwest's 3.6% loss was less severe than the group, while the industry still shows 6.4% average 4-week gains and 10.2% average 12-week gains. Within the 16-stock airlines group, LUV ranked 6th for the week, 8th over 4 weeks, and 7th over 12 weeks. Breadth is constructive inside airlines, with 56.2% of stocks carrying active trend signals, 100% showing positive activity pressure, and 56.2% showing positive relative strength. That is stronger than the wider U.S. industrial sector on some measures, where trend breadth is 56.0%, activity pressure breadth is 70.0%, and relative strength breadth is only 48.0%. Market dynamics are supportive, but volume is the missing proof. Southwest's market dynamics remain favorable, with latest activity pressure at 0.85 and relative strength at 12.70. Both readings support the idea that the stock has not lost its recovery profile, even after 2 consecutive down weeks following the late June close at $51.91. Participation is less convincing. Latest weekly volume was 26.2 million shares, below the 13-week average of 32.6 million, and well below the 52-week average of 43.6 million. That matters because the strongest recent upside weeks, including the 8.2% gain on 26 June, were accompanied by heavier activity at 42.4 million shares. The latest decline did not arrive on heavy volume, but neither did the rebound carry strong confirmation. Risk sits in valuation distance and reversal evidence. The stock trades 51.4% above ShareMaestro fair value of $32.00, a sizable premium that raises the burden on momentum and industry support. It is also 11.4% below the 52-week high. So the market has already shown some resistance near the top of the range. Weekly volatility remains steady rather than extreme, with 13-week return volatility at 6.0% versus a 52-week base of 6.2%. The up-down split is mildly positive at 29 advancing weeks against 23 declining weeks, with average gains of 5.1% compared with average losses of 4.8%. The risk evidence is not one-sided, but two recent reversal markers in the smart money read argue for caution if activity pressure fades. What to watch next? The 43.50 USD trend line is the key weekly regime level. Holding above it would keep the current recovery structure intact, while a move back towards that area would test whether the two-week active trend signal can mature into a more durable phase. The next confirmation point is volume. A participation ratio above 1.5x would show stronger sponsorship behind the next decisive move, whether that move is a renewed push towards the 54.63 USD high or a deeper retracement into the prior base. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.